Dear ones, presently times are challenging. For many reasons and from many sources, be it personally, communally, nationally, or globally. And in these difficult times, as we try to meet the moment, we may weary. We may tire physically, emotionally, mentally, and also spiritually. In such moments when life, when the world is stressful, exhausting, we may find ourselves at a loss and demanding answers in an exasperated why to the universe. In response, we often do not receive an immediate answer, nor at least one that we can recognize. Tears might for the time soothe an ache of despair. But in such moments, one is still left with what to do next with oneself. It is an uncomfortable feeling to be in this in-between, powerless space. What is broken or lost may still be as such, but in knowing one must continue on, how do we manage to do so? How do we manage to cope when the world at large seems chaotic, with hope continually a challenge to sustain? In these trying times, I am reminded to call on memory and positive resources. I am reminded to gather tools that I have accumulated over a lifetime that in essence provide me with some part of an answer to my silent prayer for help. From this comes a gathering of resilience. I refer here to words by the late Howard Thurman, minister, theologian, civil rights leader, and mentor to others like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In an excerpt from The Inward Journey, Reverend Thurman speaks to the struggle and cultivation of resilience. He writes, "In the quietness of this place, surrounded by the all-pervading presence of God, my heart whispers, keep fresh before me the moments of high resolve, that in fair weather or in foul, in good times or in tempest, in the days when the darkness and the foe are nameless or familiar, I may not forget that which my life is committed. Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve." In ways that are healthy for mind, body, and spirit, may we seek and find sources that uplift and maintain our resolve and sense of purpose. May spirit hold and guide us to that which may sustain us, to that which may heal us, to that which may fill us when we are low, amid adversity. May we remember holding on to reasons to move forward and persevere. May we gain and hold on to the tools of benefit spirit gifts us with as we learn and grow. May this assortment, unique to us each, be our bountiful source for attaining resilience. Often, for me, in times when I am feeling low, in seeking rejuvenation, I am reminded of the arts. For comfort and to collect my thoughts, I seek image, writing, dance, music, and I am particularly reminded that art is often both born out of challenge and that, too, it helps one to evoke and soothe our emotions. And I think of favorite songs, those which contain memory and hold deep personal meaning. A favorite song of mine is "Put Your Records On" by Corinne Bailey Ray. It is a jazzy, pop, soul, rhythm and blues ballad that I find comfort and renewal from. It speaks to the singer's battle with self-love amid a critical society. And likewise, from the opening, the singer too references yet another song for her own motivation, with the opening line, "Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry." The song here referenced being Bob Marley's original "Three Little Birds." Both of these songs have brought inspiration, hope, and an aspect of resilience to countless listeners. Yet some might consider the messages therein both of my beloved song and of the Bob Marley song that it pays homage to as naive. In Marley's song, it may seem naive to tell ourselves something like, "Don't you worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right." I considered this in writing this homily, but then I recognize if we look at things, even hard things, with the lens that nothing can possibly go well, we may set ourselves up for defeat. Yes, there is a level of acceptance necessary, but if of all even hard things we only have a negative lens, we have robbed ourselves the possibility of hope. And we have diminished our own capacity for resilience in adverse situations. Thus, let us hope for the best, even in the music that builds our resilience. Resilience that helps us rebound mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even in ways physically. This is how we can make it through the impossible. I come back to these songs in both times of cheer and in more difficult moments when I can use the uplift. This is experience and memory turned into an inoculating positive medicine for and amid adversity. And this is just one tool in my resilience toolkit. Other art tools for resilience that I may rely on include making art myself, writing, using expression that is cathartic and speaks to what is happening within my heart and spirit. And here and now, we are not the only ones who have had such resources as a means to get through the hard times. Historically, often the arts themselves are born out of individuals coping with, living through, and thriving despite hardship. These works are the imprint on the world left for future generations to remember. Through our remembering and appreciating, may our resilience be strengthened. In a similar line to appreciating the art world, there is the beauty, the mystery, and the continual presence of the natural world from which we might add to our resilience kit. Perhaps you consider the natural world imbued with spirit, as I do, and experiencing nature may be grounding, uplifting, and add to our capacity to be resilient. Maybe you have heard the idea that someone needs to touch some grass. Being in and connected with nature can affect us at all levels. It is a reminder of our space on this planet and in the cosmos, both minuscule and impactful and of importance. It can remind us of who we each are and center ourselves. May this be in attentively breathing or just feeling the air on our skin, seeing, smelling flowers in bloom, witnessing and hearing birds and other critters as they move in the world, feeling moving water, the cold of snow, touching soil, shells, sand, or stones. These experiences bring us into both the present and center our recognition of life, time, and our place in existence. These simple yet profound natural examples help us to see our place in relation to the interconnected web of life of which we are a part. There is a peace and togetherness that can be appreciated in this relationship to the natural world that aids in building our resilience. Resilience will likely not just come from a song or scent of a flower alone, though it helps as part of the process. It is something we build slowly, like a muscle being strengthened. Additionally, there is need too for realizing and remembering we are each not alone. There is present community that we may lean into. It is challenging, if not nearly impossible, to garner resilience without communal connection. Whether this be with family or friend, this association is necessary. We are not solitary creatures, and our communities build the affinity and connection we need to be sustained. My well-being is bound up in yours. And in community, we can be vividly aware of this connection to other beings. Connection that is integral to our resilience, individually and collectively. In community, may we hold each other in support and camaraderie. A testament to community, collectively generating and gathering resilience to each other, is the recent example of the community of Minneapolis. Under the thumb of ICE enforcement that has become oppressive over the daily life of Minnesota civilians of all backgrounds, communities within Minneapolis have bound together. They have developed and supported mutual aid for homebound and harmed residents of their community, funded legal aid, and directly cared for each other. You can see online video recordings that show residents lining the streets, joining together in song for those unable to leave their homes out of fear. This is community, working with what they have to do whatever they can do to support and uplift each other, cultivating resilience. Not all communities will look the same, nor have the same needs, but may we, in being part of the collective, be both recipients and generators of the resilience only found in the love and care of community. And even amongst our communities of this earth, we too need not feel that we are doing this all on our own. May our recognition of our place in this interconnected web and in our remembrance also include spirit, a community of ancestors from who we descend and carry the torch of life from. Those before who too may have known adversity, oppression, and who struggled through with inequity, resourcefulness, and gained wisdom to survive. At home, I often light a candle in veneration of these ancestors before me, biological and chosen, whom I reflect on the guidance of in challenging times. From recognition of their efforts, I realize my human capacity to do courageous things and to come through strange and difficult times. I do this also remembering we each too will one day be an ancestor. Knowing this, may our spirits be inspired and be an inspiration for generations to come. May awareness of our role and importance in this line of ancestors be fuel for our resilience. May our role in this cycle be motivating in what it is we are each going through and what we are here to do in this lifetime. Beloveds, our resilience is fueled by experience, by memory, by community. I pray that we each may find endless sources of positive influence to spark and sustain our own resilience. May sources of love, light, and laughter be inspiration when days grow fraught and gloomy. May we cherish such things as the arts, nature, community, and spirit, as these things feed our souls. May we witness, appreciate, and support each other in community. And together, may our resilience ever grow so that we might be inspired to see, feel, and be light even in the darkest of spaces. Together, may we gather and bear resilience into the world. Dear ones, may you be loved, may you be appreciated, and may you be blessed. Blessed be. Amen. And Ashay.